welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me for the broadcast today as we continue on in a message, developing our relationship with the Lord. And as I was sharing, as yesterday's broadcast came to conclusion, that sometimes there are silences from the Lord. He doesn't give us a specific impression. And that in itself can be an answer. We're to wait on Him. However, He doesn't want us passive. We can't just sit back and expect that we will hear God without preparing ourselves. God will rarely overpower our inability to hear and break into our thoughts. The normal way that we grow in a conversational dynamic relationship with God is by waiting before Him and allowing Him time to speak and to impress on our hearts what He would have us to do in a decision, for example. Having a method to hear God just means that we have an approach that we found helpful to submit ourselves to the Lord who speaks. And we can see God in a number of different ways. One is by meditating on Scripture, spending time alone with Him, extended time in solitude. And you might say, oh, Sister Gass, you don't know what my schedule is like. Well, He knows your schedule. But if you will do the best you can and make time, even if it's just a brief time, at least you are doing what you can, because He knows the responsibilities you have. Another way we can hear the Lord is by seeking godly counsel. There's so many, many ways that He can communicate His heart and His will to us. Like anything else in our spiritual life, it takes time as well as practice to learn to discern God's voice and to respond to it. You know, if you wait until you're in a critical situation where you must have an answer now to learn and hear His voice, you probably might miss what He's saying. But, beloved, even if we miss God's voice, it should motivate us to learn that the next time we're more prepared and better able to hear His leading. And so a principle that's very, very important in hearing the voice of the Lord is obedience. In fact, sometimes I've heard people say, well, you know, God doesn't, I don't hear God anymore. Well, I've heard the response is, well, what did God tell you the last time He spoke with you? Have you done it? And many times that's the situation. We need to follow through in obedience. That's the response that keeps the dialogue going. If we refuse to do what God tells us in the little things, well, we risk the chance of causing our spiritual hearing to become deafened. We don't not want to hear. It's like, you know, a person's heart can be hardened if they continually resist the Holy Spirit. We don't want to do that. And if we refuse to do what God speaks in the big things, well, then we risk His active correction in our lives. So, beloved, it's an exciting adventure to learn how to hear and to experience God's love and ministry in a personal way to us. But He wants that for us. So just by way of review of what we have covered, we must say, according to the Word, the 10th chapter of John, where Jesus said that He was the good shepherd, His sheep listen to His voice, He knows their names, His sheep hear His voice, that God does speak to us. He desires a dynamic, interactive relationship with each one of His children. And I gave the analogy of a radio or television station that are on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're always transmitting. It's just a matter of, do you have the ability to receive that signal? I know here in Idaho, I've actually, there were a number of years I went without television. I was simply too busy, didn't have time to listen. Or when I did, it was just basic cable, which would give me the primary news channels. But here in Idaho, I'm able to get the basic local stations as well as PBS. And I've even been able to get Daystar just through an antenna in my attic, the garage attic. And because that was positioned correctly, I then was able to receive, just through the airwaves, the channels that are available locally. But you see, if that antenna was down, I couldn't get anything on my television. And so, with that analogy, God is always wanting to speak to you and I, but we don't always hear. So we need to fine-tune our spiritual hearing so we can hear. And how do we do that? We do it by faith. We believe that He really does love us so much. He loves each one of us so individually that He does want to speak to us. And then, secondly, we have to be quiet, to be still before Him. Thirdly, we have to learn to discern what is His voice. That comes through practice, because it could also be our own thoughts or that of the enemy. And of course, that's the easiest to discern, because it would be against God's character, God's nature, and the Word of God. He doesn't always speak to us in audible words, but His most frequent way in my life, as in others, is through impressions, through thoughts. And we can't be passive. We must be willing to focus, to learn, and to grow in listening. Now, how can we hear the Lord's voice in our normal day-to-day lives? Well, we learn to hear God's voice by effort and by experimentation, if you will, as we go through the hours of our day. We hear God through our personal experience. He gives, the background of our lives. He has arranged that. We each have a unique background. We have a very distinct personality and a very unique life situation. And so as a result, each one of us are going to hear God differently. We can't expect that, these 12 steps are instructions on how to hear God's voice, because we're all in different places spiritually. We've all had so many different experiences. No two of us are the same. We've just had many different things occur in our lives, and so God will minister to us in our unique way that we'll be able to receive. Hearing God's voice is so personal that most people are not able to recognize God's voice without someone to help them discern it. That's why I'm taking this time on the broadcast to help you, to give you a little more confidence and assurance that you are hearing the Lord. Let's go to Scripture. There's an example in the life of the prophet Samuel, in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. Let me just share with you. He was a boy. His mother, Hannah, had brought him to the temple, and Eli was the high priest at that time. And verse 3 says, "And ere the Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Verse 8, And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Verse 9, Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. So here we see that Samuel was taught to hear God's voice by Eli. He said, You're hearing this, now respond. And so God's voice is always consistent with Scripture, and often we'll hear His voice when we are perhaps studying the Word of God or reflecting upon Scripture. See what 2 Timothy The third chapter, verse 16 and 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And so as we're waiting before the Lord, as we're spending time with Him, as we're reading God's Word, He will definitely speak to us. He'll perhaps bring something to mind in our personal life that that particular verse might apply to. Sometimes God's voice also comes to us through what a person might say, through a friend, something we hear on the radio or television, that God can speak that way. And occasionally God's voice comes to us in special ways through dreams, visions, angels, and others' experiences. But the most common way, the most normal way that God speaks to us, if you will, is non-verbally, just being present with us to love us, where we can just feel His comfort and His presence and His strength. God is present to us also in nature and in the circumstances of our lives. And what we need to do is notice God, His beauty, His love, and His wonderful works that are all around us. He can speak in so many ways. In fact, I have a good friend who says that when he goes through his day, if something comes into his path, in other words, something is brought before him, he will pause and he'll reflect upon it because he feels that God brought that to him, and what does God want him to do with it? And that's true. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So whatever we encounter, whatever God brings our way, that is an opportunity for us to seek God and to prayerfully consider what it is that He's brought to us, what we're dealing with. And so, beloved, it can be a wonderful, exciting adventure. And that's my prayer for you, that you will find the adventure and excitement in God's very intimate and personal relationship with you, because He loves you so very much. Well, we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with us. And we're just going to continue as long as the Lord would direct. And I do invite you to write, share your prayer requests. This is a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence raised up by God, by my late husband, Brother Glass, starting in 1965. So we've been around a long time. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.